Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here for another in the series of Reading the Word. Welcome.
It's so good to be here with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, around the world. Can I click the right thing here? It's good to have you with us. We're glad to be able to bring this to you like this each day as a way to enhance your spiritual life, cause it to grow and develop in God. And as we've learned from all the men and women of old, established a new faith.
Amen.
God, very, very specifically, designed in the Word of God its own ability to bring itself to pass. So just like when Jesus was going to be born to Mary, the angel said, with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And Mary said, be it done unto me according to God's holy word. And that word is, you will conceive and give birth to a child by the Holy Spirit. And that word in itself has its own ability to bring itself to pass. And that's what makes the word of God so majestic. You know, as the saying goes, there's a million books that have been written with a million authors, but there's only one author of the Holy Word of God, and that is the Holy Spirit of God. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and the same Spirit that Jesus told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for. That same Spirit. Yeah. And so, you and I realize, wait, that same Holy Spirit inside of me and is bringing life to every bit of the Word of God. Not only does the Word have power, but the Holy Spirit who lives within you is the one that inspired it. It's the one that empowers it. I can't see what my robe is here. That's 12. He's the one that empowers it, and you and I get to enjoy all the benefits of it.
Amen. I mean,
what more can you ask for besides that? The one that wrote the book, because of what Jesus said and the Father said, lives inside. Now, for you to walk around and say, I just can't understand the Bible, well, then we just got to get you saved. Or filled with the Holy Spirit. That was a little bit of a joke, but...
I didn't get it. I was trying to send a link to Roger.
Didn't get it at all.
Okay. I didn't. I wasn't paying attention at the moment. I was sending links.
Now, we're in the life of Jesus, and we're at that point of the Last Supper, and Jesus beginning to suffer for you and me, the Garden of Gethsemane. He sweat great drops of blood, and because he was surrendering his will. And one of the toughest challenges you and I will ever face my will to God. And so, you know, the future, Jesus' heart, he shed the blood there. And he's going to help you. And as you take these same things. Ready? Let's make our declaration over the word. This is my Bible.
Oh, this is my Bible. I was just going to say, where did my Bible go? Found it. This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
He is the great I am.
I receive this word tonight.
I receive this word tonight.
Plant it as a seed.
And plant it as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Here we go.
Here we go. Tonight we are in Matthew 27, and then we're going to read Mark 5. So Matthew 27, Jesus handed over to Pontius Pilate. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see to it. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because they are the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Verse 11, Jesus faces Pilate. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, are you the king of Jews? So Jesus said to him, it is as you say. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear any of these things they testify against you? And he answered him not one word. So that the governor marveled greatly. Taking the place of Barabbas, verse 15. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, who do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that because of envy they had delivered him. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him.
But my goodness, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, in the dream. That's interesting.
For those of you, sir. Hey, what do you guys know about that dream? Well, we've been studying dreams. And one of those examples of what God gives to dream. And it's very well known. I mean, think about this is Pilate's wife. And God had a dream about this just man have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, God very much uses our dreams for instruction. And there are so many cases of it in the Bible. It's a very interesting study. So Pastor's been teaching on it too. Here we go, verse 20. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, which of the two do you want me to release to you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said to him, let him be crucified. Then the governor said, why, what evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. See, that is such a demonic spirit. They can't even give a reason or an answer. They're just focused on that destruction. Anyways, verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. And all the people answered and said, his blood is on us and on our children. Wow.
Don't ever make that statement.
Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. The soldiers mocked Jesus. This is verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on his head. Then when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him and put his clothes on him and led him away to be crucified. Verse 32, the king on a cross. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross, and when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Verse 38. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him.
See, that's exactly what Jesus said that they were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you will say this about me. And there they are saying it. I mean, that's what makes the Word of God so majestic. Is that it was prophesied before it ever happened. And then it came to pass exactly as I said with that.
And how can so many question it?
Yeah, it's so many questions.
Verse 43, he trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Verse 45, Jesus dies on the cross. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who...
Otherwise, he wouldn't have been wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastisement for our peace is on him, and by his stripes we are healed. And you and I just, we have to realize, Jesus did all of this just for us. And had he not been wounded, we couldn't get free from wounds. Had he not been bruised, we wouldn't be able to get free from our bruises in our spirit, our soul, or in our body. And Jesus had to suffer this so that we could be made whole.
Yeah. Betrayal and humiliation and... Yeah.
Sweating the great drops of blood to surrender his will. All of us, that will be the greatest battle you ever fight. Actually surrendering your will to the will of the Father. It's severe.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Jesus did it without sin. So that you and I can do it.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Keep going.
Verse 47. Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge filled with the sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried out again with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee ministering to him were there looking on from afar. Among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Verse 57, Jesus buried in Joseph's tomb. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. verse 62, Pilate sets a guard. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.'" So the last deception will be worse than the first.
Like Jesus is it'll be a whole lot bigger than they steal my body away and do not be able to find me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a real situation. Go ahead.
Pilate said to them, "You have a guard." Okay. Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. And now we go to Mark 15, like another one of those cliffhanger moments. No, just want to keep reading. Mark 15, this is Mark's recollection of what we just read. Jesus faces Pilate. Immediately in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered and said to him, "It is as you say." And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. Then Pilate asked him again, saying, "Do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you." But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Verse 6, taking the place of Barabbas. Now at the feast, he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them whom they requested. And there was one named Barabbas who was chained with his fellow insurrectionists. They had committed murder in the insurrection. Then the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. Boy, that spirit of jealousy. Verse 11, but the chief priests... It's all right. We like your talking. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. And Pilate answered and said to them again, "What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the king of the Jews?" So they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" And they cried out more exceedingly, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. Verse 16, the soldiers mock Jesus. Then the soldiers led him away to the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison, and they clothed him with purple. And they twisted a crown of thorns on his head. Isn't that interesting? And began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him. And bowing the knee, they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to be crucified. 21, the king on a cross. Now they compelled a certain man, Simon, a Cyrene, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place, Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, the King of the Jews. With him, they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, aha, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also, together with the scribes, mocked and said among themselves, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross that we may see and believe. And those who were crucified with him reviled him. Verse 33, Jesus dies on the cross. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by when they heard it said, look, he's calling for Elijah. Then someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink, saying, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also the women looking on from afar. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and James, the less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Verse 42, Jesus buried in Joseph's tomb. Now when evening had come, but it was the day of preparation day, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. And when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then he brought fine linen, took him down and wrapped him in linen and laid him in a tomb, which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, observed where he was laid. And that concludes the reading for today.
Well, thank you, Jesus, for your awesome holy word.
Amen.
And what it is in our life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, to me, it doesn't seem right. Proper, that's the word I'm looking for, to just read these chapters about Jesus suffering and everything, and then just move on. Although, hold on just a second. Going to get to read word done, and that's what you have to do is do it to get the word done. But Jesus
Yeah.
This is the very answer for our lives. Very, very, very answer for our lives.
Amen.
And you know, I think it's the power of repeated words. It's just the power of it. So much more than that. Just so much more than just a storybook. It's so much more than a theological dissertation. It's a living, breathing, holy, mighty, awesome, wonderful word of Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, the only thing that's left is to pray the prayer of salvation. And I don't know if I can do that right yet. So, I pray for today. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I need you in my life right now.
I need you in my life right now.
And I receive you and all of your power.
And I receive you and all of your power.
And your might and your dominion and your love.
And your might and your dominion and love.
Jesus, forgive me of my sin.
Jesus, forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
And I will live for you.
And I will live for you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen, and amen. And just like that, you're born again. Now, you've met that prayer from the bottom of your heart. Just like that, you are born again. And God lives inside of you.
Amen.
To will and to do of his good pleasure to help you find and know him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, guys, I usually spend a little bit more time doing that, this part, than what I have the ability to do tonight. It's what we know. Jesus came right here on this day, in this event, and he gave himself for you. And he wants to live in you every day. And he just did. He just came in, and he now lives and abides in you. What a wonderful, wonderful thought that is.
Amen.
I want you to click like, subscribe, hit the bell, stick with us. Will help you know who our God is in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Have a great day, everybody.